G-24, Stevenson Farm, Eastview, Colorado.
Hello? Clark said, answering his incoming call from an unknown number. He knew what would happen next if this was a movie, and imagined Emma must have been thinking the same. Expecting to hear the breathy voice of a caller gloating about Phil and insisting they could see Clark and Emma in the kitchen, the elder McCarthy brother was thus more than a little surprised to hear the voice that actually responded.
Yo, is this Clark? It's Chip. Chip Petrovich.
Chip? Clark echoed, immediately calling Emma out from under the table now that the coast was clear.
What the hell do you want? How did you get my number? Anyway, listen, I'm dealing with something right now.
So am I, Chip said, his voice far lower than Clark remembered. It had been the better part of 10 years since they'd last spoken, though, and Clark figured his own voice had probably changed just as much in the intervening period.
Your number wasn't exactly hard to find, but listen, I didn't know who else to call. A guy just tried to break into my house, man. The dog spooked him and the idiot impaled his foot on a metal spike in my fence. I've got him here, restrained, but he's telling me nothing.
Clark focused like he had never focused before, listening to every slight change in intonation. In the movie version of his life, Chip would be laying a trap. The fact that he was on the line a day after meeting Phil in Birchwood and barely an hour after Phil had been killed seemed like far too much of a coincidence, until Clark realized that he wasn't being presented with a binary choice between a trap and a coincidence. The asshole who killed Phil clearly wanted something, he thought, and he must have seen Chip with him at the grill.
Clark, I'm sorry to bring this to you, Chip went on, but where else do I go? I think this might be something to do with all of you guys, or at least Phil, because I was there yesterday and people saw us together. I've lived here for years without a single hint of trouble. Then this, the very night after I go back to Birchwood.
Clark had his phone on loudspeaker so that Emma could hear too. No one else was around, and if they were, then it was already far too late, and she took it upon herself to interject.
Chip, this is Emma McCarthy. Did anyone else see this intruder? Are you alone?
Hey,
Chip replied to a world-famous voice he would have easily recognized without the need for an introduction.
No, and yes, he didn't arrive in a car, as far as I can tell, and he doesn't have a phone or anything.
What color is his mask?
She asked.
White,
Chip replied instantly.
Wait, how did you know he has a mask?
Emma raised a thumb to Clark, now absolutely convinced that Chip was telling them the truth about everything. There was no way he could act as well as this, with the tone changes and perfect timing.
Let's just say he's not the only asshole sneaking around tonight. What's your address? Stay where you are, I'll be there fast.
As Chip gave them his address, Emma typed it into her phone to prevent any possible errors. She held the screen in front of Clark so he could double-check it was correct, which it was.
See you soon, Clark said.
Hold on, Chip gulped.
No police, okay? I mean, nothing against them. I know you were a cop for a while down there, but everything in my life isn't exactly on the up and up, you know? And if you've already been dealing with one of these assholes tonight, I guess that means the stakes are pretty high. Police need to file paperwork, stick to rules, respect these assholes' human rights and all that shit.
Same page, Clark said. There were good reasons Phil had ended up working with Chip on whatever legal issues they'd been taking care of, just like Phil and Chip's old man Diamond. The two were cut from the same cloth.
Just make sure you keep your doors locked and that your dog keeps paying attention, okay? I'll be there before you know it, and don't apologize for coming to me. Thanks.
The call ended.
Do you want to go straight from here?
Emma asked.
Or go home to fill them all in and get your own car? Piper will be waking soon.
Yeah, you should go home. I'm not planning on driving to Denver, though,
Clark said, lifting a patch from his pocket.
Friends in high places, you know?